It all started slow. I mean, I know they hated us from the piercing glances I'd get from just walking across the street. The snickers and pointing my direction were never ending. Ever since we were forced to sew on the bright yellow Star of David above our coat sleeves, labeling us unwanted. I mean, that's what it symbolized to them. I used the little currency I had to go into their markets and get the unwanted bruised and spotted fruits. After all the restless hours and nights that rendered me sleep deprived, at the shoe parlor, you'd figure I'd get what my money's worth, right? Wrong. Speaking of the parlor, my colleagues and I were not permitted to go to the cinema anymore. And we have a curfew forced on us. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The safe hours. They burned the only books I owned. The pages within those books had more sentimental meaning resting on my bedside table than they could have been of any educational value to me now that I'm grown. In my defense, who has the time to read in all of this suffocation of hatred and anti-Semitism? I'm being restricted of the very privileges, rights. The very rights that any other non-Jewish had. Homosexuals, gypsies, and any other racial determined minority suffered the same fate. It was dehumanizing. To take us away from our wives and children, it was as if they were daring us to retaliate. My neighbor Lennon had. And his outcome. Well, his outcome wasn't pleasant. I was startled awake daily by the shots and muffled screams belonging to the house from several streets away. Each night, the noises crept closer and louder. I don't understand. Why us? Why anyone, for that matter? I yielded to the rules. Don't stay out past curfew. Wear your patch on all your clothing. Speak loud and clear when spoken to by the Gestapo. Never worship at temple. That is until one night. The front door of my house was kicked down. The next thing I knew, I was lined up outside. Elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, alongside my neighbors and friends. You know, they say it's easy to spot a Jew, that we look the same. I could never fathom what they meant by that, until that very night. Our eyes revealing an undistinguishable and identical look of grief. Grief of their loved ones. Grief of our once beautiful homes that are no more than broken shards of glass and burnt wood. And finally, grief of the life we took for granted. After elimination of the old, the sick, and weak, there were a few fortunate ones who had seemed to be expectant of this and wore several layered articles of clothing. We marched sluggishly, dragging one foot after the other in rows until sunrise. Its glaring rays reached out toward us as if welcoming us with its bright smile. My stomach growled in agony and I realized I couldn't recall my last meal. We were packed together tightly into the mouth of a metal monster. Hissing and screeching in anticipation, it became alive and took us to an unknown destination. The confined space combined with the excessive amount of people served to create chaos of heat and despair. Children cried. The elderly wept. The sick prayed for salvation. It didn't take long for unsanitary conditions to escalate. Food and water became nothing but a faint memory. The roars of the desperate faded, and eventually only low cries could be heard from severely parched lips. I closed my eyes slowly in defeat and wondered, what would get to me first? hunger, sickness, them.